We have a sin problem that is otherwise unfixable. The world would say there's no God and there's no creator, but the truth is there is a God. There is a creator. He is king of all. He is judge of all. And the world would say, well, okay, if there is a God, well, he's indifferent to sin. So you can live however you want. But the truth is God is holy. He's not indifferent to sin. Sin is offensive and foul and vile in his eyes and in his heart. He's perfectly pure. Okay, so the world will say, well, okay, if there's a God and if he cares, so maybe he's not indifferent. Oh, well, still, your good works could get you into his favor and good graces. But the truth is your good works cannot get you into God's good graces. Let's say this is theoretical, okay? So don't misquote me on this. Let's say, theoretically, you could live the rest of your life in perfect conformity to the law of God. In heart, soul, mind, and strength. Word, action, the whole deal. You still have the problem of the past guilt of sin. What's going to take that away? Okay, so the world would say, all right, there's a God and he's not indifferent. And okay, I admit your good works cannot get you into his good graces, but God is love. So in the end, he'll forgive you anyway. Well, God is righteous and just. And his forgiveness is not that he turns a blind eye to my sin or to your sin and just acts as if it doesn't exist. That's what we do in the world, right? We act like our sin doesn't exist. But the truth is, we have a sin problem. We need a sin bearer. We have a guilt problem. We need a guilt bearer. We have a judgment of God that is coming upon us problem, and we need a sin bearer to come in our place in an act of divine mercy and take that judgment for us. Friends, we need a Savior. We need a Savior. We need Jesus Christ. And God provides a way to take away our sins while upholding his justice and not violating his holiness. How did he do it? Jesus died for sinners so that sinners can have a relationship with God. Very simple. It's understandable. You can see the grace of God that Jesus died for sinners as a sin bearer so that sinners can have a relationship with God. Will you see him? Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, eternal life is another way of saying a relationship with God that will never end. Spiritual fellowship with God that will never end. Your soul coming into contact with God in a relationship that will never end. Eternal life is the free gift of God. Will you see Jesus? Will you see him dying on the cross? Will you see him carrying your sin? Will you see him carrying your guilt? Will you see him receiving the penalty for your sin?